This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
They got it right the first time. And picked off. Flag on the attack. Slam! And a foul! Oh, my!
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Right now, we bring on Cowboys insider for The Athletic and Duke superfan John Machota. How are you this morning, sir?
I'm doing well. It's good time to be in Metroplex.
Heck yeah, and I feel like you're uniquely positioned to give us all kinds of information this morning. So were you excited last night, or did your excitement peak like a month and a half ago when the Mavericks won the lottery?
A little bit of both. I definitely peaked, you know, a few months ago, or a month ago, whatever it was, when I just couldn't believe that they got that first overall pick, knowing that as bad as you can say that they did handle things with Luka, I just knew there's no way that they would pass up on Cooper Flagg. So it was just wild. All I kept thinking about was how I had just seen him when they were in town to play SMU.
Yes.
And I was like, that's just so wild. I never would have thought when I was at that game that there was any chance that, you know, a few months later, whatever, 5-6 months later, that Cooper Flagg would be with the Dallas Mavericks. But I think Mavericks fans should be really excited. I know he's not Luka Doncic right now, but I think in 4 or 5 years from now, I don't think anybody's going to be having any bad feelings about that anymore. I think they're going to be really, really happily surprised, maybe, at how good this kid's going to be.
Now, I know you have absolutely no experience with general managers saying wild or outlandish things, but did you hear Nico Harrison yesterday saying fortune favors the brave, or the bold, excuse me, when it comes to why they got the number one pick?
Yeah, he says some wild stuff. He does things.
To his guns, though, I'll tell you that.
He does, but I will say, as someone that covers the Cowboys and has for the last 15 years, and you expect some wild things to happen covering the Cowboys, obviously with Jerry Jones being at the top of the list, I still go back to my 15 years living in DFW, near the top, if not at the top of the list of most surprising things in sports that I've seen, is when the way he acted in that press conference the day after the Luka trade, and just how tone deaf he was about, you know, cracking jokes about, wow, there's more people in here than normal, aren't there, to Jason Kidd and stuff. Like, I was just like, he doesn't know what he's done. This is wild. I'm watching this unfold in real time. Like, I couldn't believe, I was like, Jerry wouldn't even do something like that. and then just the way things have been handled since then, that little thing where it was off the record, but whatever. I was just like, that blew my mind. And then for him to say that fortune favors the bold, I mean, unless somehow he can prove, and he wouldn't do it right now, but maybe later on in life, that this was all part of the deal, which obviously seems like collusion, and it seems like it would be very bad for the league if this was all set up. I don't understand how him trading Luka Doncic and then ending up with Cooper Flagg was all part of his plan of the fortune favoring the bold. Wild statement.
Absolutely. Now, kind of transitioning over to the Cowboys, so that we can bounce back and forth with all kinds of stuff. Have you also gotten the sense that people have really jumped on board with Brian Schottenheimer, if for nothing else, just because of the press conferences and some of the stuff he says? And I know that has nothing to do with like the actual football product, but we're starved for positivity here in the Metroplex as Cowboys fans. So do you get the sense that's really helped win a lot of people over?
Oh, there's no question about it. I don't think that from the day he's been hired till now, I don't think that he's done anything wrong, really. The way he's handled it has been perfect. But the thing I always say about that, though, is that all of that will be erased quickly if there's poor results on Sundays in September, October, November, December. And so, but up to this point, I don't know how you could handle it any better than he's handled it from, and let's not act like, now they made more moves in the offseason than they did a year ago. I think they had a strong draft, but let's not act like there hasn't been any drama. I mean, you know, Micah Parsons still doesn't have a new contract. Trayvon Diggs wasn't at OTA. So, I mean, there's that typical Cowboys type drama that seems to come every offseason. And I think he's handled all of that very well. And the one thing I will say that I think it will be a strength for him is I don't see him getting that bothered by stuff that Jerry might do or say during the season, you know, whether it be after a game or on the radio with you guys. Like, I think he's pretty well equipped to handle that type of distraction and things like that. So really, for me, the question marks just come for on Sunday. And it's not just because it's his first time as a head coach, but it's the fact that he'll be a head coach and the offensive play caller.
John Machado with us here on The Fan. Are you buying the idea of Dak Prescott being in great shape, working on his speed, being willing to run and be mobile? Is that in any way something that will come to fruition?
I do think he's in great shape, and I'm sure he is focused on, you know, adding some speed and whatnot like that, and really just in his rehab from his season-ending injury. But I don't see him running more. And that's not really a Dak thing. That's a league thing. I mean, what franchise quarterback in their 10th year as a franchise quarterback do you want to even see them running more? And I'm talking about even guys that, like, let's say even a Lamar Jackson. Like, the longer you play the position, and especially the money that's tied to the position, like, I mean, yeah, of course, in a playoff game, you know, to get a first down or obviously in the red zone or something like that, by all means, go for it. But we know, and it's a big sample size now of what this team looks like without him. And so I don't think that they'll be running him more. I don't think it'll be significantly less than he did, like, maybe last season or the year before that. But I don't see this all of a sudden where, oh, they're going to try and use him like he did when he first came in the league or when he was at Mississippi State. No, I don't see that. And that's just because of his age and his experience. So the stuff he does in the offseason doesn't really surprise me, because that's how he's always been in the offseason. He's always gotten in outstanding shape. And so the fact that he's coming off of an injury on top of it, I mean, that's, to me, is just expected.
Okay, based on obviously new coaching staff offensively and the George Pickens addition, the offensive line hopefully being much better, are you confident that this is going to be an offense that is really productive and just fun to watch, especially from a passing game standpoint, John? Like, have you seen enough to be like, okay, this is going to look different than McCarthy, and this is going to be pretty dang exciting?
From the passing game standpoint, no doubt about it. I do think George Pickens is going to be a great fit. I think that, especially with him being a contract year, I think you're going to get a big year out of George Pickens. I think it's going to do a lot of things to help not only CD, but I think Jake Ferguson could have a big year because of it too. And even a Jalen Tolbert and a Kevontae Turpin, I think all of these guys can benefit from having, you know, Pickens and Lamb. I mean, just the matchups that those other guys will see will be so advantageous to them because of what teams will be doing to try and take away Lamb and Pickens. My question mark is still on the run game. I mean, the running backs they have in the room, it could be successful, but I need to see it. And as you guys know, with OTAs and minicamp, it's just not a time to really dissect the run game. It's just not a great, I mean, until the pads come on in Oxnard, which will be late July, it's hard to really judge it. And then the other part is really, I need to see.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Preseason games, particularly with Jaden Blue, the fifth round pick out of Texas. Now, if he looks great, hey, maybe they got something there. But on paper, I look at the running backs as just a huge question mark.
If Blue were to look great, would you still envision both Javonte and Miles Sanders being on this roster to start the regular season? Or you're like, nah, probably one of them will go.
So I think that they'll all be on there. But I also put out my 53-man roster projection this morning on The Athletic, and I have five running backs on the 53-man.
Wow.
So I got them keeping them. I got them keeping Phil Maffa and Hunter Lipke. Now, I only went with three tight ends because I think Lipke can help a little bit there. But, yeah, maybe as training camp comes along, maybe it's an injury, maybe one of the guys drops off and they only keep three. But that's a position where if nobody really kind of runs away with it, I could see them being going a little heavy at the running back spot to try and do a real running back by committee, which I'm not a huge fan of, but it seems like Brian Schottenheimer could be willing to do that. So I just don't think that they would draft Jaden Blue and Maffa to release them if they see any positives out of them. And then obviously with Javonte Williams and Miles Sanders, those are the veterans. Those are the guys that took all the first team reps in OTAs and minicamp. And I thought both of them looked pretty good. And so I think with Miles Sanders, people look at the last 2 years, and for me, I look at more of the player he was before that. And saying that, I mean that I think a lot of players probably wouldn't have their best seasons with Carolina and just the way Carolina's been lately. So I as I sit here right now, that can change in training camp. As I sit here right now, I don't see any of them being cut.
Now, you also have two quarterbacks, and I know there's been some people out there who think they're going to carry three because maybe the belief is not totally high enough in Joe Milton just quite yet, but you feel as though they will go two quarterbacks, or did we have to finesse this just a little bit to fit in the extra running back?
Yeah, a little bit there, but also just the fact of I just don't think that they have the emergency third quarterback possibility with Will Greer, but I don't get the sense that they would feel that much more comfortable with Will Greer than they would with Joe Milton on a week five needing someone to start. And the big thing for me, and maybe I'm overrating this, but I knew Joe Milton, went to Michigan and Tennessee, but I can't say I watched a ton of them there. But man, watching that game last year that he got a chance to, he didn't start, but he, played all but the first series for the Patriots when they played the Bills. And it was a lot of Bills backups, don't get me wrong, but it was like, if you just judge that from a preseason standpoint, if he had that game in a preseason game for the Cowboys, which obviously is going to play a lot in the preseason, I think you'd feel very comfortable as with him being your backup quarterback. Obviously, Cooper Rush is got more skins on the wall, and so you kind of knew more with your ceiling and basement with him as the backup. But with Joe Milton as the backup, I just think the ceiling's a lot higher. And so, yeah, there could be some good and bad that come with it. But I am interested to see him in the preseason. I do think he'll play well in the preseason. So I ultimately think that they'll be fine with him, come September as being the backup, no questions asked.
John Machota of The Athletic with us here on The Fan. When it comes to Micah, if he doesn't have a deal day one of training camp, do you still expect him to be out there? Are we expecting like a hold-in type situation for Micah where he doesn't get on the field but he's there?
I do expect that, which is interesting because that's not really a Cowboys way of doing a holdout. But just watching him, if you guys would have asked me this like maybe 3 weeks ago, I would have said no. But just watching him in that final minicamp week where it was like he wasn't going to really do anything, but like how he couldn't even keep himself out of jumping into some drills. I mean, when I saw him walk out, he didn't even have a helmet or anything. And then he starts jumping into some drills. The next thing I know, he's got his helmet. I don't know where that came from. And he's back in. So it's interesting to me because it's going to be tough for him not to get involved, but if he doesn't have that new contract. But I'm sure that's one of those things where his agent Dave Mulligetto is like, just stay home, do not go there, this is not helping. But I think he'll be out there. I think that he will be on the field in terms of around the guys, but I don't think he'll be participating until he gets a new contract.
Do you think this is a fair line of thinking, or have I just become too much of a jaded Cowboys fan that this is all a giant waste of time because recent negotiations will let us know that the Cowboys will just give in to what the player wants, and they probably could have done that a couple months ago?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of just going off of history, so I don't see why anybody would think differently than what you just said. The Cowboys don't have an example of a player that they've done this with and then they've let them walk.
Right.
If that had happened ever, then we could at least point back to that, especially if it was any time in the last 5 or 6 years. But all we have to go off of is these guys all getting their money. I mean, not just Dak and, obviously CD, but Zach Martin and Zeke. And I mean, it just goes on and on. So there's no reason for me to think otherwise. The only way that my thinking would change, it would take multiple years for it to happen. And that would be because they would have Micah play out this season, franchise tag him, and play out next season, which obviously the drama that would come with that, I don't see that happening, but that's the type of thing that would have to happen for them to, and then eventually let him walk. And I just don't, as long as Jerry Jones is running the Cowboys, I don't see that happening. He loves having star players on his team. He's always paid his superstar players that he's wanted to keep. And Micah Parsons falls into all those categories. So I don't see how anybody could think differently than what you said.
John Machota of The Athletic, you get one dipping sauce for the rest of your life to dip your chicken tenders in. What's your sauce?
I mean, it's ranch. Ranch to me is undefeated, so it's and it's not particularly close.
Well, I don't know what you'll be doing at 122, but we're going to have our great nugget tender bracket, and ranch is the defending champion, yet they are only the number 2 seed behind barbecue sauce in this bracket. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, see, that's why I shouldn't even be living in Texas, because people are going to hate the fact that I don't even like barbecue sauce at all on anything. So
what?
That's not even close. Yeah, I do not like barbecue sauce at all. Like, it, to me, it ruins everything. I can't stand it.
Everything. Well, go ahead and cancel your athletic subscriptions now. No, I'm just kidding. John, thank you very much for the time. Appreciate it, buddy.
Anytime, guys. Thanks for having me on.
There you go. John Machota. You know what? Another thing, I don't know if you knew about him, avid card collector.
Yes. Yeah.
He's a staple at the Dallas Card Show.
Yes, he is. We had an impromptu Machota interview live from the card show a couple years ago in the G-Bag Nation. It was great.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, a very rare Baseball Nuggets update. Comeuppance for idiot fans. And a young pitching phenom showdown next on The Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or menstclinic.com.